last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I am your humble host, Zainab. The listeners, we had been discussing a chain of narrations that says that after Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, there will be 12 caliphs or successors who will represent Islam, who will take care of Islam. And these 12, Dr. Karimi said, will be one after the other. They will be infallibles. They'll be all from Quraysh and they'll all be from Bani Hashim. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
My pleasure.
We discussed so many ahadiths and we reached a point that the number of caliphs after Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his family, that is discussed in the Sunni sources, is 12 in all narrations. There's not a difference in number in any of the other sources. The number is perfect, that's 12. However, Sunni brothers have failed to give an understanding of these 12 caliphs, who these 12s are. And among Shias, you said there's a group, Isna Ashariya, a major group who believes in 12 imams. And they have reached a conclusion that these 12 caliphs are the 12 imams. Even many Sunni brothers, you said, who have researched, who are great scholars, say that Imam Mahdi is among those caliphs. Now, I would want you to expand another hadith today, which is the hadith of Saqalain, which says in that hadith, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family, he says that, I am leaving among you two great things that are weighty things. One is the Quran, and second is my Ahlul Bayt, alayhum assalam, who will not get separated from each other until they meet me at the House of Kawthar. Can you explain how this hadith can, you know, shed light on the appearance of Imam, that yes, it proves that Imam does exist?
Sure. The first one that I would like to share with dear listeners is that many people, maybe both Shia and Sunni, I mean, they have heard about Hadith of Thaqalain. But many people think that the version of the Shia is Kitabullahi wa Itrati, I'm leaving two precious things that are the Book of God, the Quran, and the
Ahlul
Bayt, the progeny of the Prophet. And the Sunni version is Kitabullahi wa Sunnati, the Book of God and my tradition, my Sunnah. So in that case, the Hadith of Thaqalain, according to Sunni narration and Sunni version, has nothing to do with the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. This is wrong. We have many narrations in Sunni sources in which the same notion has been mentioned, referring to the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. I would like to share a couple of these narrations.
That's important, actually.
Yeah, giving the addresses also from Sunni sources to remove these misunderstanding. We have different versions of it, I mean, with different words. In one of them, for example, the Holy Prophet says, "Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalain," I'm leaving among you two precious things. One of them is greater than the other. One is Kitabullah, the Book of God, the Noble Book of Quran, wa itrati ahl bayti, my progeny, the Ahlul Bayt. Wa innahuma lan yaftariqa hatta yarida alayya al-haws. They will not separate until they come to me at the pond of Kawthar. This is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, one of the very famous Sunni sources of hadith, volume 3, page 14. Also by Shaybani, another great Sunni scholar, in Fada'il al-Sahaba, volume 2, page 779. So this is one version. Thaqalain and lan yaftariqa, two precious things, they will not be separated. In another version, we have tarikun fikum khalifatain, and again lan yaftariqa, I'm leaving among you two successors, two caliphs. So this is interesting. I mean, even when it comes to the versions, there are different words in Sunni sources referring to different features of these two precious things. So, for example, let me share one narration in this regard. Zayd ibn Thabit, one of the famous companions of the Prophet, says that the Holy Prophet said, "Inni tarikum fikum khalifatain." I'm leaving among you two khalifas, successors, something that you can refer to after me. Kitabullah, one of them is the Book of God, the Quran, and the second one is Itrati Ahl Bayti, my progeny, and they will not be separated from each other till the Day of Judgment. Again, Musnad Ahmad ibn Hanbal, volume 5, page 181, and Fada'il al-Sahaba by Shaybani, volume 2, page 603. The third version is as follows. This one is from Abu Sa'id Khidri, another great companion of the Prophet. According to him, the Holy Prophet said, قَدْ تَرَكْتُمْ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ أَخَذْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِي. I'm leaving among you what, if you adhere to after me, you will never go astray after me. الثقلين, they are two precious things. One of them is greater than the other, that is the Quran, and the other is Itrati Ahl Bayti, my progeny, and they will not be separated from each other. So another version, it's interesting to know that it has been mentioned by Tirmidhi, one of the greatest Sunni scholars of Hadith, in his Sunan, which is one of the six canonical collections of Hadith, As-Sahah Sitta, volume 5, page 663. In some other versions, we read that instead of, for example, ma in akhathum bihi, it's been mentioned ma in tamasaktum bihi, the concept is almost the same. So these are different versions. So we shouldn't think that the only version in Sunni sources is Book of God and the tradition of the Prophet. No, the Book of God and the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet in different terms have been mentioned in different narrations. And I think we have talked about the fact that that version, the Book of God and my Sunnah, my tradition, does not have an authentic chain of the narration according to Sunni scholars. So, but that's a separate discussion.
Well, that's interesting that we have here when we expand the Hadith of Thaqalain.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
in the Sunni school of thought, you said they say the two way he thinks, one is Quran and the other way he thinks is tradition, the Sunnah. While when even we expand that, we see, we analyze these narrations, you say that these are not very authentic. However, the point that was very, very interesting here is that the Sunni scholars discuss that all Sunni scholars are not limited to the notion that the other way he think is tradition, the Sunnah. They have said that the other precious thing is Ahlul Bayt.
Exactly.
And the more interesting than that was one of the Sunni scholars narrated, adhere to them.
Mm-hmm.
Adhere to them, otherwise you'll go astray. And that's what even we believe.
Exactly.
And even if we put Ahlul Bayt in front of a mirror, it will reflect Sunnah. And if we put Sunnah in front of a mirror, it will reflect Ahlul Bayt.
Very beautifully put, yeah, thank you. So that is one point, the fact that, as you mentioned also, we have the version of the Book of God and the Ahlul Bayt, the progeny of the Prophet, in Sunni sources. What about the chain of the narration? I mean, what is the viewpoint of Sunni scholars regarding these narrations, which mention Ahlul Bayt as the second weighty things? In terms of the chain of the narration, so this is also a very important point. Again, the interesting point is that many Sunni scholars of Hadith and Ilm al-Rijal, which talk about the authenticity of the narrators of the narration, they have explicitly mentioned that this is an authentic narration. They have either mentioned Hasan or Sahih, and both of them are accepted by the Sunni scholars. For example, again, Tirmidhi, after quoting this narration from Zayd ibn Thabit, says that Hada Hadithun Hasan, which means that this is an authentic narration. In Sunan Tirmidhi, volume 5, page 663. Hakim Nishaburi, the famous Sunni scholar who wrote Al-Mustadrak ala Sahihain, after quoting the narration from Zayd ibn Arqam, another companion of the Prophet, he says, Hada Hadithun Sahih ala Shart al-Shaykhain walam yukhraja. This is an authentic narration based on the criteria of Muslim and Bukhari, although they have not quoted it. Ibn Kathir al-Dimashqi, the famous Salafi scholar who is famous for his some of his anti-Shia viewpoints, he mentions that وَقَدْ ثَبَتَ فِي السَّحِيِّ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. It's been mentioned in an authentic narration that the Holy Prophet in his sermon on the day of Ghadir Khum said that I'm leaving among you two precious things, the Book of God and my Ahlul Bayt. So Ibn Kathir also says that this is an authentic narration. This is in Tafsir al-Quran al-Azim, volume 4, page 114. Abu al-Hasan Haythami, in his famous book Majma'u al-Zawa'id, he quotes the narration which talk about Khalifatain, I'm living among you two successors. He says that Rawahu Ahmad ibn Hanbal has quoted this narration, wa sanaduhu jayyid, and it has a good chain of the narration. This is in Majma' al-Zawa'id, volume 9, page 163. Also, many other Sunni scholars, like for example, As-Suyuti, he also narrates the same narrations, and he says that they are, authentic narrations. My dear listeners can refer to Al-Khasa'is al-Kubra, volume 2, page 466. Also, Subul al-Huda by As-Salihi al-Shami, volume 11, page 6. And among the contemporary Sunni scholars, let me just refer to Albani, the famous Sunni or Wahhabi scholar who passed about 25 years ago. He has quoted this narration in his book, Sahih al-Jama al-Saghir, and according to him, this narration is also authentic. So all these references, Sunni books, refer to the fact that the version which talks about two precious things being the Book of God and the Etra, the progeny of the Prophet, they are mentioned in authentic Sunni sources, and the chain of the narration is also authentic.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Now we need to prove that how this hadith of Thaqalain proves the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Inshallah, in the following session, I will refer to two scholars, one Shia scholar and one Sunni scholar, and mention their arguments to prove the existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam based on hadith of Thaqalain.
Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, especially for providing the addresses, because those addresses after the narrations are really, really helpful here, especially for the seminary students and for the researchers who want to know more about Mahdawiyat, who want to research, basically, because as we said in the previous sessions, that it's really important to analyze these narrations to see who are these 12 caliphs and what do Sunni scholars say, what do Shia scholars say. It's really important to know all that. It's really important to shed light on that, and you helped us providing the addresses. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for coming up with the narrations that say, you said that narrations of Qadir, which say that the first Imam or the first successor was selected as Imam Ali and mentioned in the Sunni sources, and the last Imam would be Imam Mahdi al-Islam. So first and 12 is clear, alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I'll be expanding this topic with you in another session. We'll discuss how these narrations prove the existence of Imam. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to IRIB English Radio. Till then, this is Zainab with her whole team saying goodbye.